Yeah, he's a bit sore this morning. You know, we'll do a bit of work with the physio today, tomorrow, leading up to the game. We'll see how he is. So he's probably 50-50 at the minute.
That's a bit frustrating, isn't it? Because he's been in such fine form as well.
He's been great. You know, we're hopefully will be fit for Boxing Day, but if he's not, I thought Harry Forrester looked really bright when he came on Saturday. And what it will do is give him his chance.
Nathan Tyson, how's he doing?
Nathan's done a little bit of running this morning. Hopefully there'll be no reaction to it, you know, but we'll know more about that tomorrow.
So he could possibly be available then for
Boxing
Day? Yeah,
he'll be in with a shout, him and Kyle both. You know, but just got to see how they are over the next few days, more than anything else.
Dean Furman came through okay?
Yeah, Dean was fine. You know, I thought he was excellent for us on Saturday, along with 10 other players as well. But no, Dean's came through. It was a slight groin strain that he had. We just had to manage it properly rather than forcing him through it and making him play through it to make it worse. You know, we had to make sure he was bang on, and he was.
And what about Jamie McComb and Rob Jones as well? I know they were both seeing specialists, weren't they, last time we spoke?
Yeah, we're just waiting on the results of Rob's making the specialist report coming through, and Jamie's done a bit of running with the fitness coach and the physio this morning. So hopefully he'll be okay for the Christmas period as well. Big Rob won't be.
Okay, let's look at the weekend then. What a result that was, what a performance Seaside put in as well.
Yeah, it was. You know, the pleasing thing was that it was the work rate, the desire. We spoke last week, as we do a lot, about the importance of getting clean sheets. I thought defensively they were great, and you know, I said after the game, and I've read a few things since, it sounds as if it was our backs against the wall performance. You know, we played some good stuff and created some good chances as well, but we defended really well, and against a team that I think are probably one of the best in the division, you know, and we stopped them doing what they wanted to do, but when we had the ball, we were still creative as well.
Yeah, I watched the highlights and it looked backs against the wall, but having spoken to our reporter who was there, he said it was anything but. He said it was a really professional and strong performance.
It was. You know, because maybe they've missed a penalty late on and they've hit the post second half and had a couple of corners towards the end, it probably looks as if it was like that all game, you know, but at times we. You know, first half, their goalkeepers made two or three really good saves. We got the goal. Second half, Harry Forrester set the post. Big Andy Butler should have scored from a corner. You know, so we did create, which was the pleasing things. You know, but we did go there with a game plan to frustrate them, and that worked. But there was no point in us doing that if we weren't going to be creative with the ball, which we were.
And how much of an impact has this settled back line that you've had been able to I guess, spur you on, especially on the road?
Yeah, it is, and it's a bit of consistency in the selection. You know, I thought the back five on Saturday, and more often than not, have been great. You know, the more they play alongside each other, the more they train as a back four, the better communication they've got as well. And that's shown in their performances. It's one that certainly showed on Saturday.
And I'm told Theo Robinson put in a real shift as well. It sometimes can be a bit of a lonely shift up there on your own, can't it? But he put in a real workload.
Yeah, he was outstanding. And Theo had been ill as well, Theo and Curtis, during the week. And there was one or two others that had been ill. So for him to work as hard as he did, it's credit to him. You know, and he was, I think it was 77 minutes when we took him off, and he was flagging by then. But I think that's a combination of the amount of work that he did put in for the team and possibly the illness that he had leading up to it.
Do you see his overall game getting better? I'm not just talking about goal scoring form as a striker, but his overall game, what he can do for you out there on the field.
Yeah, and Theo's a right handful, and I keep saying it. You know, his goals to starts throughout his career is really, really good. You know, I thought his hold up play led the line fantastically well, which you need to do to try and get the midfielders up and support him. He was a threat running in behind, but he's worked great off the ball. And you know, I'm slightly harsh on my strikers with their work rate because yeah. I played up there for a long time, but I thought the way Theo handled himself on Saturday was great. And the biggest compliment you can get, you know, Mark Cooper said to me afterwards, it's the best centre forward performance that they've had a player play against them. So that shows you how good he was.
Is that something you drill into them? Because you were a striker who chased everything, hustled, harried every single defender when they're on the ball.
Yeah, and you have to. But it's infectious when your strikers are doing that because it runs right throughout the team. And you know, we've certainly seen that on Saturday.
You mentioned Harry Forrester as well coming off the bench and having an impact. How much can he have a longer impact for your side? How much is it likely that he can force his way into your side and have a starting impact?
Yeah, look, we all want Harry Forrester on the team. He's been unfortunate recently that Copps and Benno in their wide positions, whether it be out wide or tucked in the diamond, have been playing really well and been playing in a team that's consistently over a period of time done well. You know, and he's had to wait for his chance. But I thought it was more like the old Harry on Saturday. You know, he came on, he was driving at the fullback, he was coming inside getting his shots off. He was picking the ball up in our own half and dragging his 40 yards up the pitch to take the pressure off us. And we all know that's what he can do.
Has he learnt from his mistakes as well? Because he has had a few misdemeanours, hasn't he, this season?
So. He has. You know, some through, well, most of it through a bit of frustration more than anything else. You know, he desperately wants to do well for the club. And he was gutted about the amount of time he missed last year. So through frustration more than anything else, but we all know, and his teammates know, what a good player he is.
And the weekend as well was another win on the road for you, second in the away form table right now. It is amazing how you can contrast, isn't it, the home and away form. You knew I was going to come on to it. It's amazing how you can do it.
It was actually said to the players this morning. I was thinking about seeing if we could wear the blue kit on Saturday and try and swap things around and wear the away kit at home. It's really frustrating for us all, you know. And we had a meeting this morning. I said to the players, there's no rhyme or reason why sometimes, but the only way we can stop people talking about it is by going out there and winning a game. Yeah. You know, there's no, we can look into it, you can look at the dynamics of how we prepare, how we train, do we change it? We have changed it, it's not worked. But the only way that we can put it to bed is by actually going out there and winning the game. And we're all desperate to do that, but we take a lot of encouragement from Saturday, and we'll take that confidence into the game box, isn't it?
What sort of things have you changed, and what do you do differently in a preparation?
Just little bits and pieces, nothing major. You know, you try and tweak little things. Do you do your team play the day before the game? Do you do it 2 days before the game? We've tried everything, trust me.
I was just speaking to Reece Rabara as well, and he was saying that sometimes at home, you want to go out there, you want to play attacking, fluid football, you want to entertain, don't you? But he said maybe it's a time not to do that at home now. Maybe we need to make sure if we get a point, it's better than getting nothing on home soil.
Yeah, it is. And we've got to make sure that we're not too gung-ho as well. You know, there's a tendency when we are at home, we're that desperate to get the result that we end up, and look, we want to play good attacking football, but we end up chucking a load of bodies forward and leaving ourselves susceptible to the counter-attack and a goal. That's what happened against Gillingham, that's what happened against Notts County, that's what happened second half against Sheffield United. But we want to go out and win the game, but if you can't win it, make sure you don't lose it.
And it's not just yourself struggling on home soil as well. I was told a stat, and this could be wrong, but I was told a stat that said that only five teams in the division have won half or more of their games on home soil. So it's not just yourselves who are struggling at home.
And I think it's the way teams are setting up away from home. You know, we know that a majority of the teams are coming here and sitting back and hoping to hit us in the break. That's where we've got to be really focused and have the solidity that we had when we were without the ball on Saturday, and take that into the home game. You know, we want to attack, we want to score goals, we want to win the game. But just make sure that the back door's shut as well, you know.
Before we come on to this weekend's games, or whatever day of the week it might be these games take place, I just wanted to ask you if there's any update on the likes of Butler and the contract talks as well with Reece Rabara and the likes.
Yeah, well, all three. Well, we've spoke to Andy. Obviously, there's Andy's slightly different, as he's got his parent club, which the club's speaking to at the minute. Reece and Luke have both been offered contracts last week. So what we did decide to do that with the games that we've got coming up, rather than them hanging it over, holding their heads, we want it sorted as quick as we can, but it's a busy time, so we need to concentrate in the games as well. But certainly the conversations I've had, I'm hopeful with all three.
Are you hopeful that might happen in the next couple of days then? Because Reece Rabara was saying he's leaving it to his agent, that's just all underway now.
Yeah, it'd be nice if his agent called me back.
I guess you must be hopeful that they do want to stay around at the club though, because they seem to be enjoying life here.
The conversations I've had with the players have all been really positive. They want to stay. All three of them have done well, and all three of them are saying that they're enjoying playing in a consistent back four as well. Back five, we include Sam in that. So as I said, I'm more than hopeful I'll get sorted out.
What's this time like as a footballer? You must remember this time of year when you were playing. Did you enjoy it when you don't necessarily get to spend as much time with your family and friends as you might like?
It's the same as the last 25 years. You know, then seriously, you just tend to get used to it. It's your job, it's your profession. You've got to, if anything, look after yourself a lot more in regards to the short space of time between both games. The players they've been in today, trained. They'll have tomorrow off, which will probably get dragged shopping to do the last minute things. And then they'll be in Christmas Eve, they'll be in Christmas morning, and then we'll get the game, and then they'll be in training the 27th, and then we'll get the game against Peterborough. So it's all about preparing them properly for the two games that we've got, but also make sure that the recovery time's good as well.
I guess there's no reason to do anything differently. You wouldn't give them a Friday off ahead of a Saturday game, would
Absolutely
you?
Absolutely not. And a few of them were hinting at that last week, and they get told... They get put right very quickly. Well, let's put it that way.
Did you tell them face to face? Because we've heard that Steve Evans texted the players the Christmas schedule because he thought he might have a bit of a backlash.
No. I had them all upstairs in the meeting room at Cantley this morning and then told them exactly what the programme was going forward.
If MD
had a problem with it, to come and see me, but nobody's came and seen me as yet.
What do you make to Coventry then? They're a side just below you in the table. It's, I don't want to start talking 6 pointers at all, but it's a crucial game, isn't it? Because you can open up a bit of a gap.
They all are. It's a crucial game. That we want to win, purely for the home form that you keep telling me about. We want to try and get back-to-back wins. And our aim this month was to try and push top half by the time the new year came. And hopefully we're on target of doing that. And, you know, that'll put us a long way of doing that if we get a result against them.
Stephen Presley, you'll know him from your time with Scotland, won't you?
I know Elvis well. I've known him a long time. Great guy. Great footballing man as well. And he's done a great job down there in difficult circumstances as well. So we know it's going to be a tough game. They've got some good players. You know, we watched their game against Fleetwood at the weekend this morning, and they were very unlucky not to win that game, and Fleetwood are a good team. So we know that we're going to have a similar performance as to what we had on Saturday against Swindon.
And they've been getting results on the road as well, haven't they? Unbeaten in 3 or 4 away from home.
Yeah, they have. They have. You know, as I said, we've seen them, the Fleetwood game, we watched them the last away game when they beat Port Vale 2-0, and they're a good team. So, you know, it's a game I'm looking forward to.